Mr. Grey, the Thief. Written and read by Louise. Every evening, Mrs. Winkle chopped up a plate of delicious meat and put it on the back porch with a dish of milk for Nibbles, her cat. "Nibbles, Nibbles," she called. Nibbles came bounding across the back lawn as if she hadn't had a meal in weeks. "Good kitty," Mrs. Winkle said, and went inside to have her own tea. As soon as he heard the back door close, Mr. Grey, the large tomcat from next door, appeared round the corner of the house and made straight for Nibbles' dishes. He was big and strong and pushed Nibbles roughly out of the way. Nibbles slunk back and could only watch while his meat quickly disappeared. And when it was all gone, Mr. Grey took off back round the corner of the house. When she had finished her tea, Mrs. Winkles opened the back door to see Nibbles sitting there beside the empty dishes. "Good girl," she said. "Did you enjoy that?"
"Meow,"
Nibbles replied mournfully. This happened day after day, and Nibbles became thinner and thinner. One day, Mrs. Winkle picked him up and said, "Nibbles, whatever is happening to you? You are so skinny. I can feel your bones poking through your skin, and you have no energy. You must be ill. Tomorrow I'll take you to the vet." Mr. Kindly, the vet, took a good close look at Nibbles. "This cat is starving," he said. "But she has a good bowl of meat and a bowl of milk and cat biscuits every day," said Mrs. Winkle. Said Mr. Kindly. "Her teeth are sharp and strong. Is she being sick at all?"
"Oh, no, I don't think so," said Mrs. Winkle.
"I'll give you some vitamin powder then," said Mr. Kindly. "Sprinkle it on her food and feed her twice a day, and let me know if that makes any difference." That evening, Mrs. Winkle cut up an extra large pile of meat and filled up a bowl of milk. She sprinkled the vitamin powder over it and gently put Nibbles down beside it. She was too weak to bound across the lawn as she used to. And while Mrs. Winkle stood there, Nibbles gulped down the food as if she hadn't eaten for weeks.
"Steady on," said Mrs. Winkle. "You'll make yourself sick if you eat that fast."
Nibbles drank all the milk and began to purr softly. Mrs. Winkle put a dish of cat biscuits down as she picked up the empty bowls and took them inside to wash.
"There you are, pudding tonight," she said,
and went inside. As soon as he heard the back door close, Mr. Grey came round the corner as usual. He bunted Nibbles out of the way and began to get stuck into the cat biscuits. Just then there was a knock at the back door. It was Mrs. Appleby from next door. As soon as Mr. Grey saw her, he shot off out of sight. Mrs. Winkle opened the door.
"I came over to see how you got on with Nibbles at the vet," said Mrs. Appleby.
"The vet says he is starving," said Mrs. Winkle. "But he has a big plate of meat every night."
"Well, my Mr. Grey is very picky with his food," said Mrs. Appleby, "and he just seems to get fatter and fatter. By the way, I saw him on your porch just now. He must have come to see how Nibbles got on too."
"Very strange," said Mrs. Winkle.
Next day she decided to watch out for Mr. Grey. She put Nibbles' food out as always and shut the door. Mr. Grey ran round the corner and hopped up onto the porch. He was just tucking into Nibbles' tea when Mrs. Winkle flew open the back door.
"Oh, so you are the culprit," she yelled at Mr. Grey, and he bolted. She threw a tennis ball after him. Gently she picked up her cat. "Poor old Nibbles," she said. "No wonder you are starving and Mr. Grey is getting fat. From now on, you will have your tea in the kitchen where I can see you eating." She picked up his bowls and put them on the kitchen floor and shut the back door, this time with Nibbles on the inside. Then she filled up the dishes. "You have a lot of meals to make up, Nibbles," she said. "Go for it." And Nibbles did.